Today we're going to do Daf Yud. We're going to go back to Daf Tesamud Beis, a couple lines up to the Rebbe. So we had a machlokas yesterday. How to learn? Where do we learn that Bia is a woman's nickname is Bia? So we had the pasuk from Rabbi Bo and Rabbi Yochanan, who says that the pasuk says Beulas Baal. Ki yimasa ishochev im isha Beulas Baal. See that Beulah is what created her to her husband. And we brought down the limit of Rebbe, who said that the pasuk says ki yikach ish isha ubaala. It says its nickname is Bia. So now we're a Rebbe. Rebbe learns it out from ubaala. What does he learn from Beulah's Baal? So Rebbe is four lines from the bottom on Testament base. But Rebbe, hi Beulah's Baal, my Avidle. What does Rebbe do with the pasuk of Beulah's Baal, which Rav Yochanan is the one who, what Rav Yochanan learned, the teacher's Kedusha Bia. But Rebbe, hi Beulah's Baal, my Avidle. So hi Beulah's Baal, he needs it to teach us that Baal ose osam Beulah shlo kedarka, vein acher ose osam Beulah shlo kedarka. We learned yesterday that the husband, if the husband does Bia with her shlo kedarka, that would create a status of a Beulah. However, vein acher ose osam Beulah shlo kedarka. If somebody else does Bia with her shlo kedarka, that will not create a status of Beulah for her. Meaning she would still be considered a Basula if that was the only act of Bia that she had. So the Gemara then asks, and we saw that yesterday, Umiyasli the Rebbe Aisvara. Does Rebbe really hold this? Does Rebbe hold that only if a husband does Bia shlo kedarka, that creates a din of Beula? If anybody else does Bia shlo kedarka, it does not. But Hatanya, with the price, we also saw this yesterday. Bo ala asara anashim shlo kedarka, you have to add in there. So 10 men had Bia with her shlo kedarka. First time she's having Bia, 10 men assault her, she has Bia shlo kedarka. Vadayin hi Basula, kulam beskila. All of them are punished with the punishment of skila. So according to Tanna Kamma, they're all having beer with the basula, because the shlo kedarka doesn't count. But Rebbe says, Omer, and I say, Rishon beskila, the first one gets skila, because he's having beer with her when she's a basula. The kulam bechenek, and all the rest of them, the other nine, are just getting chenek. Right, well, not just, but they're getting chenek, because they had beer, because the beer shlo kedarka created the status of a Beulah, and therefore the other nine are having Bia with the Beulah, and the punishment is Chalek. So see, even according to Rebbe, that even somebody not her husband creates the status of Beulah. So how does Rebbe say that Beulah's Baal has come to teach us that Bia Shlo Kedarka only creates the status of Beulah if it's done by the husband? The Ritva points out, done by the husband means is that the Bia is done the Shem Kedushin. Meaning, he says, Perish, it came into Ahane Biyasa Liknosa. Meaning, even if you had the husband was Makadish or Bekesif or Bishtar, and then has a Bia Shalo Kedarka, that's not going to create the status of Beulah. She'll still be a Basula. Rebbe's saying, according to the Ritva, Rebbe's saying that only if the Kedushin is done via a Bia Shalo Kedarka will it create a status of a Beulah. Okay, just to point that out. So Rebbe's trying to learn from Beulah's Baal about this idea that Bia Shlo Kedarka done by anyone other than the husband does not create the status of Basula, of Beulah. Yet we have this brice that seems to indicate that a non-husband can create the status of Beulah. So Amar Rabbi Zera comes and says, Mode Rebbe le'inyan knas dekulu mishalmi. Rebbe agrees when it comes to the knas, the payment penalty that you pay for onus u'mefate, that all of them pay, kulam mishalmi. Rashi says, even though for the second nine men, he doesn't count them as a basula, meaning they get punishment of chenek. Le'inyan knas, if she's a knas, b'she'ein arusa moda kula mishalmi. For the knas, he agrees that all of them pay the knas, meaning that she's still considered that this bia will create a status of bu'ula legabe the misa, but not a status of Beulah Lagabe, the penalty. Okay, well, what's the difference? The Gemara says, "My Shnok Ketala." So why is Ketala different? Why is the payment penalty different? Why is Kanas of the Onus Mufate different than the Misa? Meaning that when it comes to the first one does Bia Shlo Kedarka, and then the next nine do Bia Shlo Kedarka, the next nine only get Chenek, but they still have to pay the knas. And Rosh Hashanah Hassam, the chiyuv of The pasuk says, "Umeis ha'ish asher shachav ima livado." The first one, livado, only one gets the penalty that's mentioned over there, which is the penalty of skila, livado, and everybody. But still, that's a gezeirah shekasa. But still, everybody else would, when it comes to the knas, has to pay the knas. Meaning that the bia shelo kedarka done by the first person does not create a complete status of beula. They get misa of chenek. They have different punishment. It's a non murasa, the case. The case is a non murasa, so she's betrothed. So there's a misa penalty here. Ah, so you're talking about kimlik with the rabbi. So that's a sukkim to say that there's a knas there. So that's a kimlik. So yeah. The rabbanon, according to the rabbanon argue on Rebbe, and they hold right. What the rabbanon hold? Rabbanon hold that even if all ten, had beer with her shloka darka, she's still considered a besula, and therefore all ten should get the punishment of skila. Again, it's a non murasa, she gets the punishment of a skila. So they don't learn from livado to teach us that only one gets penalty. They don't. So what do? So high livado malavile. Well, they learn with because when they say isha who, it says when they isha asher shachav ima. So he dies. What's livado? It says the man dies. What does livado come to add? Only him. So they learn highly vadoma obidlemi by luhu lichidasanya. We have a following price. So it says that if somebody has bia with an ashes ish, it says kiyimatsa ishochavim ishas bulas baal umesu gamshnehem. Both of them die, right? Haisha shochavim ishav, isha biatram israel. So achiyu shavim keechad. It says mesu shnehem, they have to be equal. Machlok Rashi talks about what that means. Rashi says, go to Rashi. Rashi says that they both have to be equal in punishment. Rashi says, b'nei onshim. They have to be of age to get punishment. Limuute gadol abal katana, Rashi says. Not to exclude a katana. Achiyu shavim ke'echad, divrei Rav Yoshia. But Rav Yonah said, Omer, no. It says, umei shayish asher shachav ima livado. Livado, the possibility exists that even a gadol who has to be with a katana, and she's not subject to punishment, he's livado. He can still get punishment. What does he do then? But meisu gam shneim. But that they don't get there. But that's what he learns for livado. V'Rabbi Yochanan, right? So Rabbi Yochanan, who just said, Rabbi Yochanan, he learned some Bu'ulas Baal. Remember, go back to the beginning. Rabbi Yochanan said that you learn from Bu'ulas Baal that Bia is Kohenah. So Rabbi Yochanan, Hai Svara, this Svara, that only the husband can make her a Bu'ula, either Bia Shlo Kedarka, Minole. Where does he learn that from? Because that's what he learned, that's what Rabbi learned from Bu'ulas Baal. But Rabbi Yochanan is taking Bu'ulas Baal and learning. And learning the concept of bia by kedushin to begin with, he's learned that's how you can have that's how bia can be valid if done via bia. So right. So Rav Yochanan Haisvar Minale, he says im kain, if the pasuk of beulas bal, I guess, was coming to teach us just about the concept of bia by kedushin, nichtov kra beulas ish. To be of a man, because a person, I guess, before that time, before the bia, is not her husband yet. My bu'ulas baal, what does it mean to be of her baal? Shma min atarti comes, it can teach us two things. It can teach us that you can learn from this pasuk two dinim. Number one, the concept of kedusha bia. And number two, that only the husband who has bia, only the husband makes her bu'ula if he has bia shaloka darka. Okay. The question about just going back to the 10 men. So one of the punishments also when there's onus mufata is that you know, supposed to marry her. Again, the different times, but you're supposed to marry her. Which one marries her? The 10 people, according to the one who says that he raped her. So who marries her? He says, Shalu Chachmei Tzarfas. The Ritva says, Shalu Tzarfei Tzarfas. Quotes in a footnote that it's the Meiri and maybe the Ran in Ksuvus. He says, Shalu Chachmei Tzarfas. Who the Gabi Onis, the Kaimalon, when it comes to Onis that we establish, Sheshoseb Atzitzo, which means that he's to marry her. Right? Which one do we force to marry her? So he says, V'yesha hishivu, and doesn't know who that is. Some answer, Shaharishon Shoshivatziso. The first one has to marry her. Because he was done first. First serve, first come, first serve. He has to do it. But Umori Neru Omer Shane Rabozal Shain Shailas Oklum. This isn't a question at all. The Kaimalan Hassan Paragnam established in the Gemara in, I think it's Eil Naros. Gemara Ksubas and Aflamites. She has the choice whether or not she wants to marry this guy or not. When she's raped, he has to if she she agrees to do so. It's up to her. So to here, she can say, I don't want this one, I don't want this one. She can choose whichever one that she, all of them have the chiyuv according to this answer. All of them have the chiyuv, and she can choose which one to that she wants.
What happens if she has what, any of the ten?
Then that's it. She doesn't have to. Then they. She doesn't have to. She doesn't have, well, those days, which now she has begun. So who's going to take care of her? Yeah. That's the reason for the takana. Who's going to take care of her? No man in their right mind in those days would marry somebody who was raped. Right. So she has no, and then she's going to left her own accord. In those days, it's going to be not good for her. Okay. Next, Oibailu. Next question asks: Tchilas bia kona or sof bia kona? Does the beginning of bia kona or the end of bia kona? So tchilas bia is a machlokas. Some say it's just the two evarim meet. Some say it's the initial act of, you know, right, the very beginning of penetration. And sof bia would just be a later time, whatever that is, right? Tchilas bia or sof bia kona? Which one? So nafkamina, crazy nafkamina. Kigon she'arava, he started the tchilas bia, and right then upashta yada v'kibla kedusha me'acher. She accepts kedusha from somebody else, at that moment. It seems to be here that's at that moment, which is an interesting case. Or maybe you could just say that they had the tchilas bia and they stopped, and then she accepts kedusha from somebody else. Did that tchilas bia count? So that's one question. Inami le kohen gadol, when it comes to a kohen gadol, because the kohen gadol cannot marry a beula, so the kakani besula bebia mai. Can he be kone a besula via bia? Look at Rashi says inami le kohen gadol imuter le kadesh bebia. Is he permitted to be mekadesh bebia? Ia marta tchilas bia kone. If you just say that the original act right at the beginning is kone, then mutter, because that's the kone right then. However, im sof bia kona, if only at the end of bia, or the later status of time of bia is kona, nimtzis bu'ula mish'as ha'ara, she's considered bu'ula at the initial moment, shelo l'shem kedusha v'asirulei, and then she would only become his wife at the end. But at the end, he's already having bia with a bu'ula. Okay, so Gemara says, mai, so what's the, if you give me that face, that means you understand it. So mai, what's the din?
Was that a common practice?
No idea.
You said it's common. It is.
No idea.
No.
The Amshon Shlomo asks, why are they asking these? There are other nafkamina you can ask also. The Rishonim all ask. They're you have it every day. Yeah. It's a daily occurrence. I have no idea. Amar Avneimar Mishmei Derava. Avneimar says in the name of Rava, Kol Habo Al Daito Al Gemar Bia. Everyone who has Bia, meaning the Das is on the Gemar Bia, and therefore the Kedushin is only Chal at the end, not at the beginning. So according to this, that means the Kohen Gadol would not be able to have Kedushay Bia, right? Okay. Would not be able to have you.
So if you start, you stop, then it's nothing.
According to, it depends what at what point you stop, but yes, that seems to be the indication. Tosos asks, though, Tosos the Ramasil Kol, he says, Tema, the Perak Habal Yavamto, Yafina the Isha Nicknames the Labala Behaara. It's the opposite conclusion in the Gemara in the Gemara in Yevamos on Afnun Hay, where we say that Ha'ara, which is just the beginning of Bi'ya, is what's so Tosafot brings down a bunch of answers, but you can look it up. Okay. I don't know. It seems to be here the Kol Habol Daito Gemara Bi'ya. That may be for Kinyanim, but you could, maybe the Maisa. The ma'aseh to be chayiv could be any type of bia. This is talking about kinyan. Okay. The Mishnah on Dav Beis told us that right when Isha's makadesh is bia, and also we said, close this up. Right, and we said over there as well that if. After, right, you have a concept of chuppah. One of the ideas of after chuppah is supposed to have bia. The question that Moritz asked now, can you have one ma'isa bia count for both kiddushin and for nisuin? Does one ma'isa bia count for both? Because we said that isha's mikadesh is like day bia, and the bia can also be a concept done, it can be nisuin. You don't need chuppah, you would need, just have the bia. So Yibay Lahu asked the following shaila. So once a person's mikadesh his wife, either bia, and he also has kavana for that would be nisuin. Nisuin osa, does it also create nisuin with one act? Oh, Erisin Osa. Does it just create Erisin, and the Nisuin has to be a separate act of Bia if he wants to do it via Bia? So what's the Nafkamino? There are many other Nafkaminos, but Nafkamino, the Gemara lists, is Liyarsha, Litamila, Lahafil, Lidarea, to inherit her. The woman, to inherit her, right? So the din is that that's only if they're fully married, does he inherit her. Litamila, if he's a Kohen, to bury her, to be metamit to her, it's only if they're fully married. Which means he alone can be Mayfair and Adarim, is only if they are fully married. If she is a young girl and if she's older, he can't do it at all. There is no one who can. If she's younger, you do it with the husband at Averson. But if she's older, you can't. Right, an Arusa can't on his own be Mayfair and Adarim. So, I amart. Nisuin also, right, now just going to go through it. If you see that Nisuin, that if you have one act of Bia and you have the Kavanah, you can create both, then Yorsho Matamalam Afin Adarea. He inherits her, he's Matamah her, to her, and he's made for Nadarin. My Nafkamina would be, are they married or are they not married? I think that's the simple Nafkamina. Are they fully married or not? But they're just using halachas to extract that rule. The Iyamart Erisin also, if it only does Erisin, so they're not married. So therefore, Eno Yorsho, Eno Matamalam, Eno Afin Adarea. My, so what's the halacha? Fine. So, sorry.
No, it's
no. It's not a question of halfway.
You are or you're not. That's what it seems that he's saying.
No, you are definitely. You're definitely. Kedushin is definitely. There's definitely Erisin. The question is there also Nisuin? If you have Biyot, Lashem both. So does that one mice account for both? Does it only account for Erisin? Meaning, is it a stage process, or can you kill two birds with one stone?
Okay.
It's only recent vintage to have weddings and bar mitzvahs and stuff with these crazy things like that. You remember always the story of Shlomo Zalman. Rav Arias always tells the story of Shlomo Zalman Orbach, who got married on Erev Shabbos Purim. So the wedding suda, the Purim suda, and the Friday night suda was all the same thing. And they were married, lived very many, many happy years with his wife. It's still without sushi or carving stations. It worked out. It worked out fine. I'm a big talker because I know, God willing, when my kids get married, I'll have all that stuff as well because it's in the Tanoim, right? That's what it means, the story Avis and the Kiddush that we talked about yesterday.
And an open
bar? Amar Avaye, Toshma, let's bring a proof that we're going to say over here that the Bia only makes Avis, is what we're going to try to prove. It says, Ha'av, we're going to bring in a Mishnah Iksubas, Mishnah Iksubas, not Mem Bav. Ha'av Zakai Bibito Bikidusheha, right? This is a younger girl. The father has the right to marry her off. We mentioned it as well as earlier, Bikasim Star Bia. He gets the Kasim, he gets the Star, he has the right to hand her off to Bia. We had a Machlokes Rashitos, is what that meant. Bizakai Bimitsiyasa, and he has the rights to anything that she finds. Uba Masiyaden, what she makes, what she creates. Uba Hafer Urs Nadareha, and which he has the right to be made for her Nadarim if she. Has the if she t- when the father can be made from the darim on the day that he hears it umekabel es gita and he accepts the get right fine but eno ochel peiros b'chayel but if she inherits land he cannot eat from the inheritance rather he creates a sort of trust for her he goes on to it as the trust. Then the Mishnah continues, Nises, if she gets Nises more, Yeser al Habal, the husband has more rights than the husband now gets all these other rights that the father had, but even more than that, he gets She'ocho Peyosh B'chayel. He is entitled to eat the fruits of anything that she inherited. The Gemara says, Chatani Bia, right away, it starts off. And then it says Nises afterwards. So therefore what? So it's mashma that all those things that mentioned before, Kesef, Star, and Bia, they only make Yidushin. I don't know why it's right, because we said you have to have Kavanah. Maybe you just didn't have Kavanah to do both. But okay, he says, no, Kikatani Nises, when it talks about Nises, maybe it's Ashara. That's why we talk about the other ones, about Kesef Ustar. The Gemara is trying to say that it says Bia at the beginning, and then later on it says Nises, meaning that the Bia done before doesn't create Nisuin. So the Gemara says, no, it still can create Nisuin, and when we say Nises, we're just talking about the Kesef and the Star aspect. I think you can answer also is that talking about a case where you didn't have Kavanah to have for the Bia to create the Nisuin. Okay? So Amar Rava, Rava says, trying to bring another proof. Tashma, again, that Bia only does Erisin. You can't create Kiddushin. So this is a Mishnah in Nida, Daf Mem Dalet. So you have a Katana who's Bas Shalosh Shanim V'Yom Echad. She's 3 years and a day. Basically, the Mishnah is saying that she's considered fully halachic status of a woman legabe bia. Bia legabe her has all the halachos. So miskadeshes bia. If the father sends her to somebody to marry her via bia, that is she's mikudeshes. The imbaalei yavam. So if the husband dies and now there's a brother, there's yibum. Kana the yibum. That's a valid bia, and the yibum would work. And now she would have to get a divorce from that second guy. Chalitza wouldn't work. The chayav minaleh mishum eishes ish. If she's married or betrothed to somebody and someone has bia with her, then you chayav mishum eishes ish, because bia with her is considered a valid bia. This one I find difficult. Umetame ezbola. And anybody who has bia with her when she's a nida becomes tummy 7 days. I'm not sure how that, what the physiology of that is. I'm willing to accept a 3 years old agave bia. I'm having a difficult time agave nida.
The whole thing's 3 years old.
Yeah, that's what he says. Bashal shonim v'yom echad. So, okay. She's a metame as bo'ala. So anybody who has bia with her when she's a nida becomes tummy like her for 7 days. Metame as bo'ala. Don't say kilo. I don't know. The idea, I think, really is just saying that, just going through the list of all the halachos, that bia with her is considered bia. Okay? And she's Libtame Mishkov Tachto and Ke'elyon, you get a full fledged tuma, then you can be, it's tuma Mishkov and Moshev. Okay? That goes all the way down. If he's sitting on top of a bed, and even if underneath him are 10 beds, they are nitma by as well. This is because of the Elyon, because he's like a Zav. Fine. The im nises l'kohen. If her father marries her off to a kohen, and he has chuppah with her, ocheles betruma, she can eat truma. And really, the halakha of the rice, even the erusin allows to eat truma. But the rabbanim we can see again also problems with the erusin eating truma. But here, if she's nises to a kohen, she's ocheles betruma. So see right away now, it says nises here again. So you had she's mikadesh bebia, and now it talks about if she was nises. Well, must be that nises is something separate than the bia. So the Mishnah continues. The imba'ale echad mikol arayos of the Torah. She has bia with one of the arayos. Mumasin al yada. So then it's the same din. And she's a full fledged erva. The hi patura. She's patura. She doesn't get punished because she's not old enough for punishments. So she's old enough for the bia to count for somebody else, but she herself is not old enough, so therefore she doesn't get punished. The imba'ale achas min apsulin. Let's say a chalal or a nasin or a mamzer or a goy has bia with her. Right, so then psala minakuna. She's not considered a zona. She can't marry a kohen. Basically, you're saying that bia with the girl who's 3 years old in one day is a halachic bia. But what's the proof here? Katani bia. In the beginning of the Mishnah, it said she's mikadeshes bia, and then at the end of the Mishnah, when it comes to the kohen, it says the katani nises. If nises is something, so see from there that bia cannot create nisuin.
Right.
I don't know. Again, you could simply say that wasn't the kavanah at the time.
Well,
so,
the whole thing is not
this. Right. So the Gemara says.
25 different.
So the Gemara says exactly what you're saying. The Gemara says, "Haki kamar, e hani nisuin the kohen in new ochelos b'tshuma." The Gemara is saying, "No, that bee that you did before, if that was done with a kohen and counted as nisuin, then she can eat the truma. That she's 3 years old. She's 3 years old in a day. Okay, and that's a valid truma." So it's not saying necessarily that there had to be two. Maybe it could be done in one shot. Maybe you could kill the two birds with one stone. Okay. Toshma, you learn in a brisa. Kvar shalach Yochanan ben Bagbag eitzer Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira. So Yochanan, the son of Ben Bagbag, sends to Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira l'netzivin. Netzivin must be the city of Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira. So Yochanan ben Bagbag says this letter, asking him, since Mishaila, Shamati Alecha, I heard that you, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, you say that an Arusa, someone who's just an Arusa to a Kohen, right to a Kohen, and she's a Bas Yisrael, Ochelas Matruma. She can eat Truma even before Nisuin. And basically, Yochanan Magim saying that shouldn't be the case, that shouldn't be true. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira sends back to him, Vata Iata Omer Kane, do you not, really, you don't agree with that? Much, interesting language. Muchsakani, I know to you, Shatav Baki Bechadre Torah, Lidros Kavachomer. I know that you know all of Torah, all over the place, so you can learn a Kavachomer. So I'm going to give you a Kavachomer that you don't know. She says, Iata Yodea, do you not know? Why don't you learn this following Kavachomer? Umashif a Kanani Shem Biyasa Machilasa Truma, Kaspa Machilasa Truma, Biyas Zo Biyasa Machilasa Truma, Eno Dinsha Kaspa Machilasa Truma. Kavachomer is what? A Shif a Kananis, right? She ain't Biyasa Machilasa Truma. You cannot, if an owner wants to take a Shifa Kananis and to have beer with her, does not create the status of Kenan Kospel. She's having beer with a guy, does not create her to be a Shifa Kananis. So therefore, she would not be able to eat the Truma. Nevertheless, if he buys her, if this Kohen buys her with Kenan Kospel, with Kesef, then she becomes Kenan Kospel and she's permitted to eat Truma. So a Stam woman, a regular Jewish woman, should be also Achilas or Truma, if they have Bia, which assuming here, which means a Bia is enough to eat Truma, Ein Odin Shekasim Achilas or Truma, so Kal V'Chomer, the Kenan Kesef, should have her eat Truma as well. The question is, where are they so certain that the Bia is enough to create the status of her to be able to eat Truma? But he's saying that it does, take it as a given. So if the Bia does, the Kesef should. Just because by the Amma Ivriya, Bia does not, and the Kesef does. So where Bia does, Kesef should as well.
Maybe Bia for the
Sun. So I'm saying. So what's the where they get this confidence from? Right? So the Gemara is going to say, like, look at Rashi. It's about, I don't know how many lines. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 15, 20 lines down. It says, Zo should be Yasa Machilasa. Kasalka daita hashta the bia osa nisuin. Kind of far as we also right now the halavina is that the bia makes the nisuin. The nisays pshitele the achla. The nachle b'sefri we call torah b'sechi ochla. So v'hachte ben bagbag chasam toilei. So right now the thing that it means by nisuin. So then it's going to be an easier question. So the Gemara says, okay, aval ma'aseh. So who the Maseir says, what can I do? We have this kavachom the midaraisa. So she should be able to eat. She should be able to eat truma even if she's just an arusa. Aval ma'aseh shari amru chachamim ein arusa bas yisrael ochas v'truma ashi dikanes l'chupa. That a bas yisrael should not eat the truma if she was married to a kohen until they have chupa until she's fully married. We've always seen two reasons for that. One was called simpon. Maybe he'll find a mum in her and l'mafreya she won't, and she would have eaten truma and she wouldn't be his kinyan kospel. Or maybe she's still living those years again. The separation between Kedushin and Nisuin were a long time. She could still be living by her in her house by her father or by her brothers and hand them Truma. So we don't want that. So the Gemara says, so hey Chidami, what's the case over here that we have an Arusa who's been the Kadesh to the Kohen with Kesef as to whether or not she can eat Truma with this Kal V'Chomer from Bia? So even, and this is going to your good point, Yossi. Ibe Bia Sha'alidei Chupa. If we're talking about Bia, that Alidei Chupa, meaning that he be Alidei Chupa. What Rashi says that there, be Alidei Hechidami. Hechidami. Rashi says the Yol of Kesef mi Bia. Iname a Bia shall Achar Chupa. This is the Bia after Chupa. I mean she's fully married. The Yol of Mina Kesef Shechnis la Achar Chupa. So when you're comparing Bia after Chupa to Kesef Alidei Chupa, Bir Tarvaya Meichal Achar. In both cases over there, if this Chupa, she should be able to get married. To eat the truma, right? Rashi says, "B'tervayu achol umay aval ma'aseh dekamar." So what's the aval ma'aseh? This is after chuppa. You have no problem. So what's the case? Ella, we're trying to learn bia sha'idei chuppa, bia after chuppa, u bekesef shloidei chuppa, and talk about kesef agabe kedushin without chuppa. Meaning, we suggest like bia after. Like this is exactly your question. You know, see, just like bia after bia that creates a chuppa allows her to eat, so to kesef kedushin should get allowed to eat. So we're talking about, what's the case? Hachatarti to Hachachada. By the Bia case, she had two things, she had Kiddushin and Nisuin, and by the Kesef, she's only having Kiddushin. It's not a fair comparison. So Elolav, what must be the case? Bibia Shloi de Chuppa, meaning Kiddushe Bia, and Kesef Shloi de Chuppa, and Kiddushe Kesef, right? Rashi says, Rashi there says, Elolav, so therefore, you're seeing here that Bia, just done by itself, and Kesef just done by itself. So the Gemara then says, so Iyamar Bishmal Nisuin Osa, if you tell me that Bia done one time can also create Nisuin, so then I can say, Mishum Hachi, Pshitile the Alima Le Bia Mi Kesef. Now I understand why Rabbi Yehuda says that Bia is more powerful than Kesef. Okay, we try to figure out why was he so certain that Bia creates a status which is Muteris eat the Truma. Because if you say, it only makes sense if you say that Bia can kill both birds at one stone. Therefore, then you could go learn the Kal V'Chomer from Shifcha Kananis. Ali Mart Kiddushin Osa. But if you say that the Bia done at the beginning can only create Kiddushin, it can't create anything else. So Maishna Hachad Pshitilei or Maishna Hachad Pshitilei. Why is he so certain that the Bia could create a status where she's Muteris to each Ruma, but by Kesef and Shtar, we're not so certain about it. What's the difference? They're both just Kiddushin. So that's the Raya. That must be that the Kiddushin, opposite what we're trying to prove now, that Kiddushin Bia can create both. So Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman says back to Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzhak, I can answer you, that's not the case. It's talking about a case of the Bia Shayne Chuppah. It's talking about a case where it's Bia after Chuppah, meaning she had both Kiddushin and Yisuin. And we're trying to learn out the Kesef Shaloi Le Chuppah. Avi to Kamar, you answer your question to Kamar, Hacha Tarti, Vahacha Chada. And nevertheless, Kavachomer Miha Isa. There's still a Kavachomer. We'll figure out what the Kavachomer is. Vahachi Shalachle. And this is what Rabbi Yudim Seir sends back to Rabbi Yochanan and then Bagbag. Ma Shifka Kananis, and this is how we're going to learn the Kavachomer now. Uma Shifka Kananis, She'ein Biyasa Machilasa Betruma, Afilu Al Yidei Chuppah. A Shifka Kananis, the Bia, if she has Bia, L'shein Kiddushin, that will not work, no matter what, for her to eat Truma, even if there was Chuppah beforehand. Let's say he tries to have Chuppah and then Bia with a Shifa Kananis. It doesn't do anything. But Kaspa by itself, Kaspa Machilasa below Chuppah, Kaspa will work even without Chuppah. So Zo, this regular Ashes Kohen, She'e Bi'asa Machilasa B'Truma Yidei Chuppah, that the Bia after Chuppah would create the status of having her to eat Kiddushin. So Eino Din Shekaspa Machilasa B'Truma below Chuppah, so Kesef alone should also work. It's apples and oranges, because you're talking about a woman that can do that Kiddushin is chal to a woman that Kiddushin is not chal. It's a totally different entity. Okay. But Aval Ma'aseh, what can I do? Here he adds in Mishum De'ula, the reason of Ula is because maybe Yimzgula koshal Truma ba'odah b'vesavia, and she'll give it to her father or to her brother. So therefore, Mido Raisa, I can, from the Kabbal Chomer. But Midrabanan, we say that we can't. So the Ben Babak, who argued, right? Ben Babak said, "What I heard that you said that Midoraisa, the woman can eat, the Arusa can eat Truma, just as the Dindrabanan." Ben Babak was bewildered, and that's why I heard that you said that. How can you say that? What does he hold? Why does he not hold of this Kavah Chomer? So he says a little different than what we said. He says, "Gabi Shifa Kananis Lo Shayer Bikinyana." When it comes to a Shifa Kananis and you give the Kesef, that's the complete action. You're done. You buy her, you're done. There's nothing else that has to be done in order for her to be totally into your shus. However, hacha, by an isha mi'ureses, shayir b'kinyana. You didn't finish the process yet. Why are you comparing the two? One when you give money, it's yours. One when you give money, it's in this quasi-status. It's a stage. It's not complete yet. Right. So there's no comparison. Okay. Ravina Amar, Ravina says, this is what's going on here. Mido Raisa. Midoraisa, the halacha midoraisa, mivsha pshitalei the achla. Even Yochanan ben Babak agrees that midoraisa she can eat as an arusa because it's kinyan kaspo. She agrees. So now he has to reinterpret this whole story. So Ravina Amar midoraisa mivsha pshitalei the achla. Okay, umidrabanan hu deshalachle. The shaila that Yochanan ben Babak sent to Rabbi Yehuda Mesira was on a derabanan level, meaning how can you say that midrabanan she can eat truma? How can you say? Let's read it, okay. I heard that you maintain the Doraisa status, and even after Takanas the Rabbanan, you permit the Arusa to eat Truma. Right? Do you not, aren't you choshes for Simpon? I don't know what borrowing here says one thing, but Yochanan ben Babak said, aren't you choshes for the Chashash the Rabbanan, then maybe there's Simpon, which we always said that when mivatel the kiddushin, maybe he'll find a mum in her or something wrong, and he'll mivatel the kiddushin, and as if she was never married, and then she was eating as a zara, she's eating kiddushin. And Rashi says mishum simpon, shema yimseba mum. Look towards the bottom of the Rashi, shema yimseba mum v'nimtzu kiddushin tos. He says simpon means kol davar hamivatel davar kari simpon shelo. He goes. Shover, anything that is mivatel something else is called simpon. So it's simpon is a term that's used for batel. So simpon by kiddushin means a mum. But Rashi quotes, but a shover is a simpon shel shtar. A receipt is the simpon, you know, breaks off the shtar. B'shnayim osam, it can't call it simple. Dover mivatel kiddushin osam mekach shel evet. Simple just means it breaks the. It's a borrowed term across the board. So Yochanan Bagbeg is asking him, what are you doing? How are you permitting to eat? To eat the truma, aren't you choshes for the kind of the rabbanon? So Shalach Leis, Rav Yochum Beseris, and Zbat, Rav Yochum Ben Bagbag, Vatat Iyah to Omer Cain, do you not say, are you also, you are Choshish for Simpon? What are you talking about? Right? Muxrani Bach, Shatah Baki Bechadre Torah, I know that you're a Baki, Belidros Kavachomer, you should learn a Kavachomer. Iyah ta Yodeya, you don't know? You're such a Baki, you don't know this Kavachomer? What's the Kavachomer? Again, this is now one of the Rabbanan status. Umash Shifka Kananis, She'in Biyasim Achilasa Truma, Shifka Kananis, if you just have beer with her, it's not Kinyan Kaspo, because the beer doesn't count. It's not going to allow her, permit her to eat Truma. Kaspa, but if you buy her, Ma'achilasa with Truma, she eats Truma. V'lo chashin l'simpom. And we're not choshesh that we're going to find a mum in her, and therefore mevatel the Mecca, mevatel the sale. Right? So this Eishes Kohen, she'in Biyasim Ma'achilasa with Truma, ain't no din, she'in Kaspa Ma'achilasa with Truma, v'lo nechas l'simpom. We shouldn't be choshesh l'simpom at all. Why would we're not choshesh b'simpon by the sale? Why would we be choshesh b'simpon by the kedushin? I think it's for two different things. You know, finding a certain type of mum by your servant would be acceptable as opposed to a mum that same mum by your wife. Right. Okay.
Is that a physical thing?
I think any type of physical mum or something else. But then Rabbi Yehuda explains about ma'aseh. What can I do? So then Rabbi Yehuda Bemisera says, you know what, but Enochanami, at the end of the day, you're right, still the Arusa can't eat Truma, but not because of your chash of Simpon, because of the chash of Ula, which is maybe she will, chash of Ula was maybe that it will go home and give it to somebody else. So Ben Bagbag answers, Ben Bagbag, let's finish up over here, Ben Bagbag, it's not Ben Bagbag though, it is Ben.
Yes.
No, it's Yochanan Ben Bagbag, that's his name? Ben Bagbag says, Simpon ba'avadim lesley. Guess what we're saying? The Simpon, finding a mum by an Eved, is not so shayach, because you're going to accept him, he's there to right, let you can find something for him. There's nothing, there's no Simpon by an Eved, Rashi says, that's going to be mevatel the Mekach. So he messes up this whole Kavachomer. Because you're comparing a mum to an Eved, to a mum by a woman, Ben Bagbag doesn't accept that.
So
that. There are other women besides a sexual mum.
Not
she can be mental, physical, teeth, nose, eyes, ears, something else. Not necessarily.
Time to see right and over.
Maybe. Yeah. Who says?
Who says?
Or maybe something came out. Right. Okay. Yaakov didn't see Leah. Okay. We'll stop here. Everyone have a wonderful day.